Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 29th of May 1960. Near Death and the Five Mind Moments. No one can die without seeing the way of rebirth, by seeing them with the near-dying mind moments, Vithichitta. Seeing the destinations with the near-dying five mind moments and then pass away, after the dying mind moment already dead. Just send the corpse to the cemetery. The five mind moments are wholesome or unwholesome mental states. For example, with unwholesome mental states, seeing back what one had deceived others or remembering them, seeing back the unwholesome karma one had done. As an example for wholesome mental states, seeing back one had made dana. For vipassana practice, seeing the impermanence of the mind-body process reappear, seeing back the impermanence of the khandhas. People seeing whatever used to them, habitual tendency, this point is very important. Dying means one seeing back what one had done before. Some was seeing the destinations of their rebirths. For example, hell fire, hell walks, etc. And tears run down from their faces. At that time there is no time for making correction. Therefore, before death, from now on we have to prepare. You can't even talk to your children and wife besides you. He is in fright of what he is seeing. Those who can cry out are, just, crying with fright. There were very few stories could make corrections near death. The Buddha gave some instructions on this, by making preparation with insight practice. Near death discerning impermanence, and these are anicca khandhas, dukkha khandhas, and then become sotapanna, sakadagaman and anagaman before death. If die with impermanence and take rebirth in heaven. Sayadaw mentioned about Mahanama, the cousin of the Buddha. He was a sotapanna but didn't know about it. So he asked the Buddha what would happen to him if he died with accident. The Buddha answered that he didn't need to worry about it, and already had the good quality for dying. Therefore, you all must prepare for impermanence. If you can have the ears of listening to the Sakka Dharma is a Tihetuka person. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena, is Nibbana always exist or not? People who can discern anicca in practice, it's exist for them. The ending of anicca is Nibbana. If you contemplate the mind covers up Nibbana. If you contemplate feeling, the feeling covers up Nibbana. If you follow them to the end and uncover by it, then Nibbana will appear. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 26th of September, 1960. From Vulture Eye to Wisdom Eye. The dukkha you all know are headache, throat ache, etc., even animals know them. This was not the kind of dukkha which known by the noble disciples of the Buddha. The first kind of knowing is ordinary knowing, by listening talks, etc., and the later by direct knowing with contemplation. Not wanting dukkha will come only by the penetration of dukkha. As an example, vultures like the putrid carcass of a dog because it's the vulture eye. Whatever existence you get, it's only dukkha and asubha, suffering and loathsomeness. So you have to change your vulture eye to wisdom eye. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena that could everyone realize Nibbana? Not everyone, only people know dukkha and not wanting it will realize it. Knowing dukkha and penetration of dukkha can realize it. The vulture eye or worldling eye means craving and attachment is the cause of dukkha, samadaya. You all know the coarse dukkha, don't know the subtle one. In all dharma, feelings are the most covered up phenomena to Nibbana. The real torturer to you all is pleasant feeling disguised as happiness. The real happiness is Santi Sukha, the peacefulness of Nibbanic happiness. The reason for not arriving to Nibbana is you all take the happiness of feeling as real happiness and can't throw it away. It looks like this simile. You pour some honey into a plate and leave it there. After sometimes ants come and eat it. Later they die and sticking there. They were tortured by pleasant feeling and die. Now you know that in the whole round of existence, living beings were torturing by feelings. Another simile is a fish in the water. A fisherman used bait and left it in the water. The fish sees it, neutral feeling. After seeing and wanting to eat it, pleasant feeling. Goes and swallows it and the hook pierces its mouth, unpleasant feeling. The fisherman pulls it and beats it with a stick and it dies with Dukkha Vedana. So, all feelings are enemies. Therefore, all living beings don't know Dukkha and not arrive to Nibbana. By not knowing Dukkha and no inside knowledge comes. By not getting inside knowledge and transcendental knowledge never arise. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 3rd of October, 1960. The Burden of the Khandhas. The Khandhas have sub-moment arising, upada, sub-moment presence, titi, and sub-moment dissolution, banga. Nibbana doesn't have these things, therefore, doesn't have old age, sickness and death. Khanda is the real truth of Dukkha. It was mentioned to the monks by Sariputta near his parinibbana, passing away. Khandhas were always burning with the fire of defilement. Therefore, in the whole of samsara, I never had peace of mind. Carrying around these khandhas was heavier than Mount Meru, because when the world ends it would be disappeared, but the khandhas would continue for existence. Therefore, for someone who enters into Nibbana element, Parinibbana, will welcome it with gladness. The way of insight is watching the khandhas. You will see it as not there whatever is arising if you are watching it, because the knowing mind and the contemplative mind can't arise together. The arising is change, viparinama, and not existing is perishing. Therefore, only exist as change and perishing. Change and perishing are the truth of Dukkha, viparinama lakana Dukkha sakam. If you will follow the khandhas process, you only see the changing and perishing, ehi pasako. If you are seeing the change and perishing, it becomes the knowledge of seeing the truth. After seeing it for sometimes in this way, later it'll become not wanting to see it. This is the knowledge of disenchantment, nibbida nana. Seeing the change and perishing is the knowledge of the way as it is, yathabhuta nana. If the knowledge of not wanting comes in, then the five khandhas disappear. This is leaving from the khandhas. If you ask, where it has gone? It's arriving to Nibbana, which is without khandhas. This point is very important. The nature of the khandhas are changing and perishing. If you are seeing these, then you get the yathabhuta nana. If you are continuing to contemplate and will become disenchantment with them. Yathabhuta means the right seeing. After becoming disenchantment don't get up and leave, but have to be continued with your contemplation. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 18th of November 1960. Understanding of insight practice. To get the first path knowledge, Magga Nana, must kill wrong view. Wrong view is sticking in the five khandhas. Wrong view arises because of not knowing the Anicca khandhas and the Dukkha khandhas. First, strip off wrong view by perception, sanna, later dispelling them by contemplation. Hence, these are the three stages of practice, i.e., intellectual, practical and realization knowledges, nata parinna, tarana parinna, and pahana parinna. You want to help someone for stripping away wrong view. For this purpose, you have to explain for him about the five khandhas. To understand the five khandhas need to know the dependent arising, paticca samuppada. Without knowing it, then you'll have doubt about the source of the khandhas. Dependent arising has two kinds, i.e., in the book and in the present khandhas. You must know the present dependent arising. Wrong views and doubts are sticking within the five khandhas. It happens because of not knowing their arising and ceasing. It happens because not understand the law of dependent arising. Dependent arising of the past was already gone, so nothing to do with us now. Future also does not arise yet. Only the present is important. Everybody's khandhas are the process of cause and effect. So, only explain about mind and body is not enough. According to the book To Kill Ignorance and Volitional Formation, Avijja and Sankhara, is right, but this body is the cause of past dependent arising. The real has to kill is the present arising of avidya and sankhara. By knowing the present dependent arising, then ignorance becomes knowledge, avidya becomes vidya. Without ignorance will not make sankhara. So have to practice become vidya and asankhara, knowledge and not compounded. To prevent the fruits of ignorance and formation to arise, start from the present khandhas. In this way no new khanda tree grows out. Without this then it will never end. So, you have to know the present arising khandhas. For example, eyes contact with the physical form, and eye consciousness, seeing, arises. The eyes are the present arising material phenomena and the physical form also. New eyes and new physical form, new mind, new feeling, new perception and the volition of wanting to see also a new one. All these new five khandhas are arising now. These new five khandhas are nothing to do with the past and future. From sense consciousness to feeling, i.e., the five khandhas are arising together. In the text writing it down in separately, but in the real process appear together. So the present five khandhas are not the five khandhas gave birth by mother, also not created by God. Only knowing the khanda which is now arising will know the khanda which is now passing away. You all don't know how to watch a movie. When you are looking at the pictures on the movie screen, you think it's permanent. In reality, what happens is that many pictures are arising and passing away within a minute. These can be only known by looking at the roll of film in the machine. The material phenomena of the eye caused by the past kamma were already ceased. Now is the new material phenomena caused by the new kamma. Sayadaw also mentioned an important point that when the five khandhas are arising we only aware of the most prominent one. For example, in a soup when salt is more prominent than the other, and we say it's salty. But in reality inside the soup including other tastes also, such as sweetness, spicy etc. Within the five khandhas of the seeing mind, consciousness and feeling are more prominent, but the other three khandhas also arise together with them. And then Sayadaw explained each one of them and the connection of cause and effect. Eye base and physical form elements are the causes, paticca samuppada, and the four mind khandhas are the results, paticca samuppana. So, there are no personality and living being, only cause and effect process phenomena. Do you have any wrong view and doubt as where I come from? Material phenomena are only material elements, don't come and confuse it. Mind phenomena are only mind elements, don't come and confuse it. Material phenomena are conditioning by kamma, citta, mind, utu, temperature, and ahara, food, not created by Mahabrahma and God. By knowing the causes, doubt is overcome. Knowing that there are only mind and body phenomena, can wrong view come and stick with it? No, in this way wrong view and doubt fall away. This is only in intellect and not by practice. There are three ways to dispel them, i.e., by intellect, practice and extermination, study, practice and realization. The five khandhas are arising and passing away, and replaced by another new khandhas etc. In this way without end. The past kamic energy support these continuations. For contemplation no need to concentrate all the five khandhas, only one of them. It's the contemplation of impermanence and also one's own death. After you have seen your own death all the times and do you still want it? The Buddha said that if you are looking for the beginning of a being, it will never end. Why is that? Because all these deaths can never come to an end. When every khandhas is arising, but it can't be contemplated, then dependent arising continues and will receive future khandhas continuously, whereas it will not receive by contemplation. Vipassana is contemplating one's own death. After seeing your own death, do you have any affection to them? In this way of discerning impermanence, the Buddha and worldling, Padarjana Yogi, are not the same rate. For example, The Buddha in each moment for the mind is 100,000 billion times sec and matter 5,000 billion times sec. These rates were after become a Buddha. He could not discern that much before enlightenment. Even the Buddha and Ven. Sariputta are not the same rate. This talk was delivering to Yu Tan Dying and his friend Yu Tun Yin. They came from Rangoon, Yangon, and made inquiry on practice. Later Yu Tan Dying became a very close disciple and propagated Sayadaw's talks around Burma by establishing Mogik Vipassana Center in Rangoon, Yangon. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 14th of November 1960. To deal with wrong view and doubt. Sit comfortably and observing the breath in and out normally. This is oriented for samadhi. Samatha by itself can't arrive to Nibbana. Let us talk about Vipassana. After you are observing the breath for some time, there arises an itching sensation at a place on the body. Before, this does not exist on the body. It's changing now, Viparinama. Changing is arising, the change disappears is perishing. Only arising and passing away exist. After stop Anapanasati for a while and observe, seeing the arising and passing away. Changing is the truth of dukkha. What the Buddha said was right. Knowing is magga-sakka. In this way following all the arising phenomena and seeing their arising and passing away is truth of dukkha. Then you know what the Buddha said that clinging to the five khandhas was dukkha-sakka. In this way whatever mind arises and know, feeling arises and know. You will discover them on the whole body. They are arising without any gaps for a needle to get in. Ke savavam viditavana, it's knowing the nature of the body. You know that one's body is truth of dukkha. Don't follow anapanasati, but if samadhi and discernment become weak, then return to the breath. Observe the mind at the heart base which is knowing the breath. After that follow whatever arising and then without anything to follow just return to the breath. This is knowing the phenomena of dukkha, so it's mindfulness of the dharmas, dhammanupassana satipatthana. Practice as the simile of a spider taught by Ven. Nagasena to King Milinda. By watching and catching, you will get the prey of impermanence. After you discerning him as disgusting, and disenchanting and the knowledge develops. Before you discern the impermanence of dukkha, and now is knowledge of disenchantment. If you are becoming disenchantment, then it's the second development of knowledge. After disenchantment I want to remind you, continue to follow the arising phenomena. They will show you the truth of dukkha. After that, develop to the knowledge of not wanting, because it's the assemblage of dukkha that becomes the knowledge of not wanting. And then all dukkha will come to an end. Dukkha nirodho nibbanam, you will find nibbana, the ending of dukkha. The death of tanha ditthi is samudaya sakka. It extinguishes the hell fire and wok. In this talk Sayadaw urged his disciples to do vipassana first and later for business. You have to practice vipassana during your daily life, such as eating, working etc. After you are closing the doors of painful rebirths and can live as you like. You have to practice hard before death comes and before your kamma and intelligence becomes weak, because old age, sickness and death are always there. For healthy and safety life people are looking for refuge here and there. Sometimes with superstition and wrong ways. If you have envy and avarice will never safe from dangers. You have to make precautions beforehand when it comes, and know how to defend it. Don't forget about that treasure accumulate with treasure, and rubbish with rubbish. If you have love and hate, then envy and avarice will come. Greed and anger are the source of it. If you are practicing Dharma, then you are the insider of the Sasana, dispensation of the Buddha, and without it the outsider. The outsider can't enjoy the sun and the moon of the Sasana. If you die earlier, Sasana also disappear for you. So there are two reasons for its disappearance, die early and not practicing. Love and hate come from desire. There are two kinds of desires, wholesome and unwholesome. Desire comes from thinking. You can't sleep at night because of too much thinking. So, have to contemplate thinking, Vitaka. Wrong view and doubt are sticking in the khandhas. So have to know the cause of the khandhas. To understand the khandhas have to know dependent arising. Without fallen off ditthi beings are wandering in the pleasant and unpleasant existences. The cause of the khandhas is dependent arising. From there you know how to strip off wrong view and doubt. Real understanding of it is quite rare. Sayadaw emphasized was true. Most Buddhists even don't know about it. Want to strip off ditthi have to understand the source of dependent arising. Without knowing the causes of the khandhas, stuck with doubt. Don't know the result, stuck with wrong view. This is a very important point. In the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha mentioned that it was more important than the head was burning with fire and the body was piercing with a spear. Have to deal with wrong view first and later the other problems. Don't take it as I am frightening you. There is nothing more frightening than wrong view. The Buddha used his knowledge and saw that nothing was more serious than wrong view. There were a lot of stories on killing parents. Nowadays a lot of news on patricide and matricide appeared in the East and West. If you have ditthi and tanha will come. Forbid the path and fruit is ditthi. Resistance by wrong view and doubt, even someone discerning anicca can't realize nibbana. Sayadaw in his many talks emphasized this point very often. If you don't intellectually dispel wrong view beforehand, whatever you are seeing can't realize nibbana. There were many stories in the Pali texts. For examples, Ven. Anuradha, Ven. Channa and Ven. Yamaka, they couldn't realize the Dharma before because of their wrong views. Only by the help of the Buddha and Ven. Sariputta that became success. After Ananda became a stream enterer, but could not develop forwards was looking after the Buddha and busying with other matters. Khanda Patika Samapada, doesn't mean the whole day of process, but what happening at the present moment. Present khanda is not the khanda gave birth by mother or yesterday khanda, but the new arising khanda. If you know this, you are free from the view of permanence. From young you are growing up is eternalism, sasata ditthi. People will think the new arising khanda is nothing to do with the old khanda, then it becomes annihilationism, arcada ditthi. So wrong view is sticking here and there. These two wrong views are hindering the path and fruit knowledges. The Buddha said to go on the middle way. The matter of the eye is conditioned by kama, citta, utu and ahara, action, mind, temperature and food. Eye consciousness is caused by aramana vara, sense object and sense door. By knowing these will free from arcada ditthi. The cause is not cutting off. By intellectually free from ditthi and discerning impermanence can enter nibbana. These two wrong views are coming from identity view, sakkaya ditthi. Don't let these views arise with the five khandhas. The Buddha said if you had any one of them even didn't have the knowledge in accordance with the truth, sakkanalomika nana. If you have identity view and also have all the 62 wrong views. By knowing that it is the process of cause and effect and not created by Maha Brahma or God, then you are free from doubt. These are cause and effect phenomena, not a person and not a being. There are only mind and body while the five khandhas condensed. In the discussion between Ven, Sariputta and Ven, Kothita, Mahakothita, it was said that with contemplation of the mind, it includes the body. With contemplation of the body, it also includes the mind. If you contemplate the mind, it includes with the body. So as with the body, it also includes the mind. They are working together, arising and passing away together. So it doesn't need to do all the satipatthana in the 12 links of DA. Vinanam and Nama Rupa, consciousness and name form, are also the same way. These examples were by the Buddha and Sariputta. They are depending on each other. If one of them is collapsing and the other also do. Therefore, sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. Everyday people are doing uncountable unwholesome kamas. So the result would be also a lot, but the time is not yet arriving to give the result. They are not doing anything to cut off the kamas. Because of Vedana, living beings are doing a lot of kamas, Vedana Pakayatana, Kamabhavo, feeling, conditioned craving, action. These are kamas, desire for kandas. You all take kama as parents, so rely on them as kam father and kam mother. Kam, Burmese word for kama. But the Buddha taught you to rely on nine parents, nine father and nine mother, nine, Burmese word for nana. Insert knowledge between feeling and craving. You divide the five khandhas and get the four satipatthana. If you can contemplate impermanence to any one of them, then craving and clinging are gone. Therefore, the Buddha declared that he had got rid of all wholesome and unwholesome dharmas. Wanting to cut off kama, practice with one of the satipatthana. Without it, become a human ball and kick by the wholesome and unwholesome dharmas. So must contemplate impermanence to one of the satipatthana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 1st of February, 1960. Contemplate Anicca, perceive Anicca and know Anicca. Based on Sarandada Sutta, Anguttara Nikaya, and 5.143 Sarandada Suttam. 500 Lichavi princes were talking about, what are the most difficult things to come by? They thought about the five things as, horse, elephant, jewels, woman and a rich person. They asked the Buddha and he answered the five rare things to encounter. These are: 1. To encounter the Buddha's sasana. 2. To encounter a teacher who can teach the Sakka Dharma. 3. By understanding of the Sakka Dharma. 4. After understanding and put into practice, and discern Anicca, Dhammanu Dhammapatipatti. 5. Repay the gratitude by realization of the Dharma to the Triple Gems and the teacher. This is an important discourse. Now, you all are having these rarities. So have to put effort for practice without giving up. Every time the mind is in despair, check these factors and encourage yourself. Another discourse in the Anguttara. The Buddha taught about the way of practice for the realization. People who have these five rarities and practice in accordance with the way and have confidence must realize the Dharma. I myself is teaching you the right things in accordance with what the Buddha had taught. The tradition of the Buddha was never talked two ways but only one true speech. This point is very important for Buddhists who study the teaching of the Buddha. If not, they will confuse with what the Buddha had taught, and because there were new ideas crept into his teachings. He used to speak only what was beneficial. I'll talk about the Buddha's way of practice. The Buddha taught that whatever mind state arises, contemplate as Anicca, perceive as Anicca, and know as Anicca. For example, lobha, dosa, etc. Mental state arise and by contemplating no clinging happen and no kama create. So they all cease to come. 1. Whatever arising and contemplate Anicca. 2. Perceive as Anicca. You have to contemplate quickly. If not, Kalesa will take the upper hand. This is the Dharmaniyama natural procedure. It's happening all the times. Dependent arising is natural procedure. If you don't contemplate, it will continue. If you contemplate, it's cutting off. It's the natural procedure of the round of existence and must cut off with effort. You can stop the wheel of samsaric dukkha with the wholesome dharma of insight. 3. Knowing it as Anicca. This knowing create the wholesome dharma. These three points were taught by the Buddha that I have to mention it. In the real practice by contemplation of impermanence and all are including in it. And then you can ask, can I realize the dharma in this way? If you can contemplate by not letting kalesa comes into the practice, will realize it. When you are doing sitting meditation, make a resolution, adhithana. For examples, within an hour I'll not let kalesa come in and only continue with Anicca. Stay with Anicca and do not mix up with other mental states. Hence, You will realize the peaceful Sukha Nibbana in this life as guaranteed by the Buddha in the Sutta, try hard in the practice. I am worried that you may put the blame on the perfection, Parami. Sir, I had talked about the five rarities beforehand. Concern with the Kalesa which comes in and take it as an object of meditation. So contemplate it as Anicca. Example, hearing a sound and contemplate the hearing consciousness. If you don't, then the Kalesa mind of what sound it is will come in. Whatever mind state comes in, it's for the starting point of Kalesa to follow behind. By contemplation of the first coming in mind state is cutting off the Kalesa mind which will follow behind. If you ask, when I'll realize the Dharma, this is depending on you and nothing to do with the teacher. Depend on one's own character and perseverance or Kalesa volume and effort. Without Kalesa comes into the practice will realize quickly. Anyhow you will realize it, but do not reduce your effort. If you afraid of the dukkha as much as the drops of water in the lake of each side 50 yojana wide, length and depth, you must work hard, a simile used by the Buddha in the Samyutta Nikaya.